In her 1990 book, she points out that girls also used bald and even aggravated directives in some contexts. One such context was playing house, or as part of a type of insulting talk that they called basing. And so, for example, Goodwin quotes a girl named Carrie saying, "Get out of my street, girl. Hey, girl, get out of my street." To which the other girl, young woman, Rhonda, said, "Now don't come basing at me." With this in mind, Goodwin suggests that researchers pay attention to the activity that the talk is a part of. In a related but slightly different approach, researchers Penelope Eckert, who's at Stanford University, and Sally McConnell-Genet, who's at Cornell University, published a very influential article in 1992 in which they suggest that language and gender should be approached from the perspective of what they call communities of practice. They define communities of practice as, quote, "an aggregate of people who come together around mutual engagement in an endeavor. Ways of doing things, ways of talking, beliefs, values, power relations, in short, practices, emerge in the course of this mutual endeavor." What this says, then, is that we don't just look at the activity, but we look at what a group of people are trying to accomplish in using language or some other behavior. It's a community of practice in the sense that ways of talking are practices. In recent years, scholars have adopted a number of approaches to think more complexly about the relationship between gender and language. Rather than talk about gender differences, some prefer to talk about gender ideology and gender identity. Gender ideology refers to systematic ways that people in a given culture think about women and men. You might say there are assumptions, such as the assumption that women are closer to nature because they bear children, and that's an idea that we could trace to anthropologist Sherry Ortner. To the extent that people make an assumption that this is the case and that they really believe it, this is an ideology, something they believe. Susan Phillips discusses this issue of gender ideology in some of her writing. Gender identity is related to gender ideology, but it focuses more on ways of talking rather than assumptions that people make about how we should talk. Another way to talk about gender identity is what we call a social constructionist view. In other words, gender is not something that is in your genes, but it's an identity that you create by your way of speaking. We can have gender identity and we can have other types of identity. So, for example, the women police officers in Bonnie McElhinney's study were, you might say, performing their identity as police officers, but they could have been perceived as performing a gender identity, acting like men. Talking about identities is useful because identities can be so varied and complex. And here's a really interesting one. Kira Hall, who's at the University of Colorado, points out that if we think about gender identity and other types of identity, think, for example, of the case of drag queens. Is a drag queen a man acting like a woman who was acting like a woman? Or is it a man acting like a drag queen? So you can talk about his identity as a man, his identity as a woman, or his identity as a drag queen or as a gay man. Related to this idea of performing gender identity is Eleanor Oakes' concept of what she calls indexing gender. By that, she means that ways of speaking in a given culture become associated with one gender or the other gender, with men or with women, and you index or point to your association with that sex or that gender by talking in that way. My own way of approaching this in recent years has been to go back to a concept that was proposed by Irving Goffman in 1977. Goffman used the concept that ways of speaking are associated with sex class, in other words, the class of women or the class of men. Ways of speaking are not directly linked to gender. I don't talk the way I do because I am a woman, that is in my genes, but I talk the way I am because I am associated or want to associate myself with the class of women